Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen. Daf Vav. Today's daf is being studied. 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 We begin today's daf on Ha'amud Bet, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom. Alpi Shnayim Edim, O Shlosha Edim, Yumatamit. It says, you can kill a person based on two witnesses or three witnesses. The Mishnah says, Im mitkayemet ta'edut b'shnayim, Dama parat ha'katuv b'shlosha. If already you can kill with two witnesses, so what do you have to tell me? Three? Of course, again, Ela la'akish, to make a hekesh between two witnesses and three witnesses. La'akish. Okay, what's the hekesh? The Gemara says, Ma shlosha mezimim et ha'shnayim, just like three witnesses can make hazama against two, so too, af ha'shnayim yuzmu et ha'gimal. So two witnesses can make hazama against three. Very good. It's going on the hadush of hazama. Just like three can mezim two can be mezim three. Uminayin afilu me'ah. How do we know that two witnesses can even go against 100? Talmud omar edim. The pasuk says al pi shnayim edim, which means it doesn't matter how many edim. Even if it's 100 edim, two people can go. Which once you have two witnesses. Two witnesses like 100 witnesses. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the hadush is just like for sure three can knock out two. Even two can knock out three, because once you have two, two is like 100. Two is like it's unlimited. Good. Bishmon Omer, Bishmon says another derasha. Ma shnayim enam neherigim ad shiyu shneim zomemim. Just like two, we just learned this in the last mishnah. Just like two witnesses, you don't kill them until all of them become zomemim. Av shlosha enam neherigim ad shiyu shlosha zomemim. So to three, all three have to become zomemim for the din of hazamah to take place. Umeirayin afilu me'ah. How do we know if you have 100 witnesses that come that all the witnesses have to become zomimim in order to take for it to take place? Talmud lomad edim. Okay, so that's according to the way Rabbi Shimon learns. Okay, good. Now, at this point over here, there's a question. According to what we just said from Rabbi, well, actually, according to what we just said in the beginning, we said what? Just like two people. Can just like three people, the first case, three people can mezim two people can be mezamim three, mezim three. And now that two people can be mezim 100. Okay? Now, if you remember, we learned on yesterday's daf, Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, you have two guys in the court. Two guys come in, you're with us. Two guys come in, you're with us. Two guys come in, you're with us. He said, this is plotters, these guys over here. We talk. We think. What was the logic? You think these guys are with everybody in the world? But everybody in the world they were with. But we just said in the Mishnah over here that two guys can mezim 100.
One testimony, 100 testimonies.
Oh, two guys can mezim 100. Two guys can mezim 100. Right? It's logical that these two guys were with 100 people. That's the Aruch Lander's question. Aruch Lander doesn't say, could he answer it? Could be assumed when they come separately, different group, and this is coming one. Anyway, he asked the question, he says, so you have to say that this Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, two guys cannot be mezim 100, because that's already suspicious. Two guys are going 100, you were 100 people? Okay. Anyway, comes the Mishnah, continues. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Hadush, Lo ba shlishi lakel, ela lachmir alav. ולעשות דינו כיוצא באלו. The pasuk is not coming to be lenient on the edim zomimim. it's coming to be stringent on the Edim Zomimim, which means according to what we learned now, look at Rashi. Rabbi Akiva Amed Lo Ba'Shlishi Lo Tzlak LeLamedin Uzot. The Chedushin that we learned till now in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, I don't need you to teach me. That's, I know that through Sevara. Why? I don't need a pasuk to tell me two can be mizim three. Once you have two witnesses, two guys can kill somebody. Nothing stronger than two witnesses. So of course, logic would tell me two guys can be mizim three. And not only that, I could also logically learn that hazama won't take place till you mizim all of them, because the Torah calls the whole group. It's all one group. It's a edut. Shere kulam ki had nasu edim. The Quran kutub hine ed sheker ha'ed. It says ed sheker ha'ed. The group itself is considered ed sheker. It's considered one entity. So Rabbi Akiva says, your hedushin that you said till now, I agree with you. But you don't need it from the pasuk. So therefore, I say that the pasuk is not coming to be lenient, to say they don't become azama till the whole group becomes huzam. That's a leniency. You're saving the edim. I agree with that. But I'm telling you, the pasuk is coming to tell you something else. And what's it coming to tell me? ולא בא אלא להחמיר עליו, שלא תאמר הועיל ולאו הוא הייתה עדות מתקיימת, לא יעשו בדין הזמה. למתחר כתוב שאף הוא מן מקיימי דבר. Exactly. Which means, you would have thought, let's say you have three guys. Three guys come into the court, right? And they testify. So you might have thought the third guy that comes in, maybe don't make hazamah to him, because you didn't need him. The testimony would have worked anyway with two. He's only a tag on. He's only an add on. So Rabbi Akiva says, the pasuk is saying that once he joined the group of avera, you're part of them. And even though we didn't need you, you nitfal nidvar avera, ki osi avera. That's the hadith. Coming to be ma'amir on the third guy. To come along with the third guy and say, hey, well, don't go. What are you killing me for? Even if I didn't come to you, these guys were so mean. They didn't need me. You're right, they didn't need you. But you joined them, you're part of them. So the Gemara says a hadush now. Mishnah says a hadush. V'im ken, ana shekatuv l'nitfal l'ovre avera, k'ovre avera. If the pasuk, if the Torah is coming along to punish those that join ovre avera, like they consider themselves ovre avera, על אחת כמה וכמה יש לו שכר לנפל לעושה מצווה כעושה מצווה. That's right. All the more so God is going to reward those people that join a mitzvah group. Even though they didn't need them, but you join a mitzvah group, certainly God is going to reward you, that person over there. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, last line in Rashi, שמצינו מידה טובה מרובה מידת פורענות. We see that God's kindness is greater than his punishments. במידה טובה הוא אומר, נוסר חסד לאלפים. Which means by the punishment it says four generations, by the reward it says 2,000 generations. That means God's midat tova is 500 times greater, 500 times four, 500 times greater than midat puranut. So then, if God punishes ovre avera that join, certainly He's going to reward those people that join to the mitzvah. Gemara says. ומה שניים נמצא אחד מהם קרוב ופסול עדותם בטלה אף שלושה נמצא אחד מהם קרוב ופסול עדותם בטלה. So another law, you have two witnesses that show in front of Beit Din. One of the witnesses is related or pasul, the whole testimony is thrown out. So too, if you have three people, one person is related, the whole group gets, the whole group is considered one entity. There's a karov pasul in the whole group, the whole group gets thrown out. Minayin afilu me'a. How do we know even if 100 people come and testify, and one of them is a relative? Tamud Omar Edim. Pasuk Edim comes and tells me that what? That even if 100 Edim come, all considered one. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Oh, so Rabbi Yosef says, Bame devarim amurim. When are you telling me over here that if one witness out of the 100 becomes pasul, you throw out the whole testimony? בדיני נפשות. That's a capital punishment case. Because the Torah says, והצילו העדה. You have to do anything to try to save the the guy that's on trial. So that's a capital punishment case. You have an obligation to try to save the guy. So therefore, even if one out of 100 is related, throw him out. אבל בדיני ממונות, תתקיים העדות בשאר. When it comes to monetary, throw out the guy who's pasul and let the testimony stand with the rest of the witnesses. So on monetary, you don't throw out all the testimony. You leave the rest to continue to testify. Now, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, I argue with you. Ehad inei mamonot ve'ehad inei nefashot. Doesn't matter whether it's nefashot, whether it's mamonot. One guy's fine, pasul, you throw out the whole group. Now, Gemara says, Mishnah says one more hadush. When is all this talking about? When you have a group of witnesses. Bizman shehitru bahin. What makes a person a witness? He's got to make himself a witness, meaning he gave a hatra'ah. He gave a warning to the person. Hey, don't do this, otherwise it's asur. The warning makes the guy a witness. But let's say he just saw it. Bystander, exactly. He that doesn't make him a witness. Why? Because he says if you're going to say every bystander becomes a witness, what are you going to do with two brothers that saw a guy that killed somebody? You have three people, right? You have two brothers and a third guy saw somebody kill. So you go, oh, sorry, two brothers were part of the group, throw out the whole group. You're not going to kill the guy because of that? Ela what? Just because one of the brothers saw, his seeing doesn't make him a witness. The other two guys become witnesses by the fact that they gave the warning. If you're going to say that just seeing makes you a witness, it's going to be very hard to kill a guy. If two brothers see a murder with a third guy, you're going to tell me that's it? You can't kill the guy? Because one of my two brothers saw it? Ela, you have to say what? That's not what makes you a witness. The seeing it. Ela, what makes you the witness?
Seeing plus.
Seeing plus, giving the warning. To testify. Look at Rashi. Bezman shetru, second line. Bezman shetru bem. Ubedirin nefashot ki amirin betela bezman shakrov o pasul neshtetev ve'edut mitahil aliyot mina matrin bi'ovri avan. Exactly. When do you say that if one of the guys was karuv o pasul, you threw out the whole group? When he's a witness. And what makes him a witness? Where he warned the guy.
Where the two brothers warned?
Yeah. Avan, im lo etru bahem, if they didn't have kavanah to be witnesses, what are you going to say with two brothers that saw the third guy? You know, since two brothers saw it, throw it out, can't be? No. Ela what? So long as one of the brothers didn't have kavanah to be an ed, and the other two guys did, so therefore the testimony is going to be? Okay. So again, there's a very poor shita for the B. The B holds that what? It's only talking about with that kavanah to be witnesses. Amar Rava.
Both witnesses had to give warning?
Yes, both. Well, one gives it, the other guy is in front of him.
How does it work? A guy's going with a knife to stab someone.
You gotta warn him. You gotta warn him.
Don't do it.
Correct. Amar Rava. Rava says, Vehu she'idu kulam betok kedei dibur. Oh, which means like this. Rashi. Hatam. You said 100 witnesses I like 2 witnesses, same thing. That's only talking about 100 people came, they came back to back from each other, which means that is considered one group. But if 2 witnesses showed up and then 2 witnesses showed up and then 2, it's all considered separate groups. And it was just because this group got knocked out, it doesn't affect the other two. She's the 100 that we said that come together is like one group that come toke de dibur. Now, is that possible? How long is toke de dibur? Toke de dibur is the amount of time that it takes to say shalom alecha nabi. How can they all give their testimony within that 3-second window? They all have to testify within toke de dibur. Not even one guy can testify in 3 seconds. The Gemara says, Amarava, that which you say they all consider one group. How much is that time? The amount of time that it takes a student to say hello to his rabbi. Shalom Alecha Rabbi. 100 is a lot. You can't fit that all in that window of time. It means each guy has to testify after the first guy finishes. I testify this guy killed this guy. I testify he killed. back to back within kedei dibur of the guy that testified before him. That makes it one group. Okay, continue the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva omer lo mashlishi mashnayim. Now, according to the Maharam, this heading is a mistake. The heading should be at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah is talking about Rabbi. Rabbi says what? Rabbi says to be a witness, you have to have Kavanah to be a witness. But if you don't have Kavanah to be a witness, so you're not part of the group. Now, Rabbi Yosef is arguing on that, by the way. Rabbi Yosef didn't say you need to be Kavanah to be a witness. Rabbi Yosef holds, you looked at the case, you're part of the group. So you have a fantastic mahalakah between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi. According to Rabbi Yosef, that says, all you have to have is a guy watching, harog yatsir. Right? The guy that got killed, he's also a witness because he saw the case. And he's pasul to testify because he's related to himself. He's related to one of the, to the guy on trial. He's himself. Again, if you're saying that anybody that sees it is part of the testimony, and therefore, the guy that gets murdered, guy took a knife, as he's killing the guy, the victim is watching it happen. He saw it. He's pasul to testify. Why is he pasul to testify? Because he's related to the guy that died. He's related to himself. So according to you, you're going to tell me, you can never have a case of... what do you mean? What's the question? You can never have a case of bringing someone to court, because the victim always saw the crime. Harog yatsir. Harog yatsir. Rabbi Yosef, damar apelo etru. According to Rabbi Yosef, you don't have to give hatra'at to be a witness. Shelo netkaven la'idu matzil etanidom abde kurba. Harog nami yatsir etanidom. Shere gam ura'a. Vukarov etzil atzmo. Exactly. He saw, and he's related to himself. Yeah, but I said, you know what the case is talking about? You killed him from behind. So he didn't see. That's the case according to Rabbi Yosef, where you'll kill a guy. He didn't see the murder. He got killed from the back. He didn't see it. Okay, but I said, Nirba Yatsir. A guy is getting Nirba, Mishkav Zakhur. So the victim, he's watching himself get Nirba. So he should save himself. He should have Oma Horav. Okay, he did it from behind. So therefore, he didn't see. So therefore, he doesn't possess the group. Forget about the victim. The murderer saw the crime. The murderer sees who he's killing. The Roveya sees who he's being going with. He's related. Well, he should be possessed the whole situation. Ishtik. Hey, kept quiet. He didn't have an answer. Ki atal kamed ravam aleh yakum davar. So forget about the perpetrator and the victim. Those guys don't count at all. It says yakum davar. The item should be established. B'mekayme davar katuv medaber. As she says, shasal kol kustem daru aydim avadu beosed. Exactly. Not it doesn't say beosed davar. Not the guys that did it. When do we say that the group becomes one? Those that establish it, meaning the witnesses, but not on the actual perpetrators, that's considered oseh davar. So therefore, we have to consider the katuv, they're not part of the situation, even though they saw it. Okay, who's that like I like? So Gemara says like this. Continue Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef, okay, my Yasu Shnei Achayim. Rabbi Yosef, what are you talking about? If you're gonna accept everybody that saw the case, then you have three people that saw, two of them are brothers, you're not going to be able to kill anybody. So Gemara says, how do you determine what the Kavanah was? How do you determine if the witness's Kavanah was just to look, or the Kavanah was the actual, to be a witness? How do you determine that? It says, Amar Rava, Hachi Amrina Nehu. He asked them, Lemehze Etitu, or Leashude Etitu. Did you come as a witness? When you saw it, did you just look at it? When you ran to see the case, you were running as a bystander just to see what the action, or did you actually look at it to know that you can later on go to court and testify? What was your Kavanah when you saw it? I have to say, we were coming out to be a witness. And you're right. Then they pursued the group. No, we were just coming bystander to see the action. We didn't have coming out to be witnesses. Okay, probably have to take that out. What is that doing there? All depends. Okay. Depends what his kavanah was.
So if there were two brothers that didn't know the other ones were there.
And you have two brothers, if one of the brothers saw the other brother there, so he'll come in not to be a witness. If they both have come in to be witnesses, then you're right, throw them out. That's the point, that's exactly the point.
You gotta throw everybody out, right?
Throw all 50 people out. Because once already two brothers, that's coming out to be married. But we're saying, in a case where two brothers saw each other, so one guy was, I'm not having kavanah, I'm just looking at the action, I'm not coming to testify. And we determine that. What was your kavanah? Nirot. Nirot, no problem. You go away. You're fine. Amar Biuda. Amar Shmuel. Halakha Kerbi Yosef. Oh. Rachman Amar Halakha Kerbi. The Mahal Gru Halakha is like. That's a big, big, big thing. If you say Halakha is like Kerbi Yosef, then you don't have to have kavanah to be me'id. And anybody that looks at something is a witness. However, Rachman says Halakha Kerbi. Now what? You have to have kavanah to be me'id. Nafka mina, for us, today we don't kill anybody. Nafka mina as a wedding. Nafka mina is at a wedding. You need two kosher edim to witness a kiddushin. According to Rabbi Yosef, if the halakha is going to be Yosef, you have a big problem. Because everybody's under the chuppah. Everybody's eyes are on the kiddushin. The brother, the uncle, the mother, the father, don't leave the mother, the father and all that. Then finish. So every kiddushin is pasul, because bottom line, they don't have to have kavanah to be me'id. And even according to Rabbeinu, according to Rabbi, you have a problem. Because maybe you have one wise guy under the chuppah, he doesn't know the halakha, he wants to be mahmir, kavanah, I want to also be one, it's also, he's standing on there, he's watching it, kavanah. He says, oh, this guy's not kosher, this guy, I'm going to be mahmir. Now he ruins everything. I mean, you put you in a dangerous situation, because you don't know, maybe one of the relatives under the chuppah, you hear the kavanah, now what are you going to do?
Oh my gosh.
Now you have a relative, a part of the group. That's why you make an announcement before the kiddushin. These are the two witnesses to the exclusion of everybody else. Of course, you have to do that. To the exclusion of everybody else in order to get around this problem. But if you don't say to the exclusion of everybody else, you might not have a problem, even according to the B. According to the B, you'll say for sure you have a problem.
Everybody's seeing
it. Everybody's watching it. But even according to the B, listen, these two guys in, everybody else is out. Okay, fine. Why don't you exclude them? So they're excluded. Even if they're coming out to be Mi'id, they're out because you excluded them. Good? Okay, let's just read the next Mishnah. Okay, interesting cases. Two witnesses see him from one window, and two witnesses see him from another window. There's a guy in the middle of it committing a crime. It's two witnesses in one window, two witnesses in another window. And there's one guy in the middle giving the warning. Don't do this. If you get this, we'll give you hayat mitah. So long as one guy from this group can see one guy from the other group, they're all considered one group. They're considered a group of four. And therefore, what's left if it's a group of four? If one of them become kind of a pasul, you throw them all out. Or they only become zumimim now, you have to knock all four out to become zumimim. However, the imlav, but if they can't see each other, so they're two separate sets. Now what does that mean, two separate sets? Big hadush can come out now. Two separate sets. They both come into court, testify, we saw this guy killed. Okay. One set became zomimim. He killed them. This set over here did not become zomimim. So we killed the victim. Or we killed the criminal. So you have a case over here, where you're killing zomimim as well as you're killing the criminal.
How did you have a zomim and
first they came zomimim. These guys came into court first. They tell us, we saw this guy killed. So this guy killed. You were with us. You were with us in Chicago. Where would you testify? Ah, boom. As the words of Islam. These other two guys show up. Ah, we saw this guy killed. Okay, shoot, kill him. So that's what Mishnah says. If one of the groups became zomemet, the criminal, and the head, and the zomim get killed, and the second group is petura.
Then they weren't watching from the window.
No.
Question you're asking is what?
Is that then they weren't in the window watching? He's saying if you had two groups watching from separate
no.
groups, and then he's saying one of the groups was in Chicago,
good,
and they weren't in the window.
That's zomemim.
Yeah.
Right. So The Mishnah says if you have two groups watching from the window, if one group is zomim, then the other one's
zomim. Mean they said they watched from the window. They claim they were in the window. If you have two mamash in the window and they see each other, they won. But if you have a claim, we were on this side, you were on that side. And then I come, what do you mean on this side of the window? You were in Chicago. Anyway, that's what I mean. Rabbi Yosef Omer, finish the Mishnah. Le'olam en heragim. Ad yu shne edav matrim bo. He says a hadush. You don't kill any witnesses until the witnesses themselves gave the hatra'ah. Like we just said, this guy standing in the middle, and they both see the one. No, no, the witnesses have to give the hatra'ah to get punished. Ne'emar al pishnayim edim. Right? Period. Davar acher, al pishnayim edim, שלא תסר עדים שמר מפי התורגמן. נו, חדוש. You want to be שניים עדים teach me? It's got to be from their mouths. על פי שניים עדים. The betting is not allowed to hear the testimony from the תורגמן, from the interpreter. כמרא, אמר רב זוטרא בר טוביה, אמר רב, מניין לעדות מיוחדת שהיא פסולה? סתם a question. How do you know that עדות מיוחדת is פסולה? What's עדות מיוחדת? Each guy standing in a different window. They don't see each other. And they come to Beit Din together. Wow. That's the case? Two guys show up to Beit Din. One guy says, I was standing on the right window and I saw the guy killed. Oh, you were there too? I was on the left window, I saw it. But they didn't know that they both saw it. But they're two guys now. That's called Edut Miyuchedet. How do we know that singular testimonies are not joined together? אמר רב זוטרא בר טוביה, אמר רבי מנאי, Edut Miyuchedet מסולה, שנאמר, לא יומת על פי עד אחד. You can't kill a guy on one witness. So Gemara says, my echad, let's be a cake on one witness. Edima ed echad mamash, maybe me jay, mamash one witness. Can't be. Meresha shem'in an le. Al pi shnayim edim. We know that already. The Pasuk says, al pi shnayim edim. So once the Pasuk says, you need two, I know one is not enough. So why would the Pasuk say, ed echad is not good? I know ed echad is not good from the fact that it says shnayim. Ela my echad, echad echad. What does echad mean? Echad echad. Single witnesses that saw simultaneously, but did not see each other. Tanya nemihache lo yumat al pi ed echad. Lavi shnayim shiruim oto echad mehalon ze vechad mehalon ze ve'en ruin ze etze she'em mistarfim ve'lo od ela. Not only that, afilu beze achar ze b'halon echad en mistarfim. They saw each other. One guy's watching the crime. Oh my God, I can't believe it. He says, come look. He moves away, the other guy comes and looks. Bezeh has it not good either. They have to see each other and they have to see it simultaneously together. They cannot see it one after the other. I got one guy's watching the crime. He's looking at it. He's, oh, Shimon, come. He moves away from the window, looking at it. That's also not good. The Gemara says, Amma lera papa la baye. So what are you talking about? Hashta, uma echad mechalon ze, vechad mechalon ze. דהי כחזקו למעשה, דהי כחזקו למעשה, אמרת לו מצטרפה בזה אחר זה, דהי חזה פרגע למעשה, וחזה פרגע למעשה, מבעיה? If you're telling me that two guys that saw the whole action cannot be מצטרף, if each guy saw half an action, of course you cannot be מצטרף, you have to tell me that. Meaning two guys saw the whole crime, you tell me no good, they can't מצטרף. So if two guys saw half a crime each, you have to tell me? It's a good question. It's talking about a crime where you don't have to see the whole crime to convict. The guy going with a erva. Guy looks at the first, he sees the erva. Guy walks to the next guy, goes, he sees the erva. Any part of the erva is asur already, hayab mita. You don't have to see the whole bi'ah to be hayab. Once already they see the guy with some asur, they see the whole thing. So the chadush, even though they didn't see the whole thing, they saw the whole crime of Brian the Tidema. That's already considered enough. And she says, she yesh dai b'diyat kul ahad ufidu haki lo mitztarfin. It's dai b'kul ahad da'a what they saw to convict. Amar Rava, im ayu ro'im et ha-matre, back to our Mishnah, what do we say? If the two guys see the matre, or the four guys, two and two, they see the guy that's giving the warning, right? If they see the guy that's giving the warning, or ha-matre ro'e otan, or better. They don't see the warner, but the warner sees them. Mitzarfim. Good. Hadush. V'amar Rava, matre she'amru, afinu mepi atzmo. Oh. Even harog atzmo. The guy that's getting killed, he can give the warning also. If you do this, you're going to be Hayab Mitah. Be careful. He can be a witness. He can be a matre. Even if you have a shed that gave the warning, a demon. The demon came, don't do this. And the two witnesses saw the demon give the tatra. Amar Rav Nachman. Edut miyuhedet keshira b'dinei mamonot. When it comes to dinei mamonot, however, monetary, you could have two guys that didn't see each other. Each guy comes separately. I saw from one window that this guy borrowed money on such and such a day. I saw the same thing. When it comes to money, it could be edut miyuhedet, it's kosher. Tiktiv lo yumat al pi ed ehad. B'dinei nefashot hu de'en keshira. Avdinei keshira. Says right, lo yumat, you can't kill a person up here in the heart, but monetary, no problem, right? Matkif la Rav Zutra, Rav Zutra's a question. Ela me'ata, b'dinei nefashot tatzil. Oh, we have a law that says what? Always b'dinei nefashot, you try to save the guy, right? Try to save the guy from dying. So by b'dinei nefashot, you tell me what? Two guys see separately, they're considered one. Masha'enken by dinei nefashot, each guy sees, each group, I'm sorry, sees separately, each group, let's say. Each one sees separately, they don't mistaref. Why not? Alam atnan, hu vehen neheragin, kasha, gerashi. Right, the gerashi. Ela me'ata, de kishirim be'alma mitztarfeh, go back to our case. You tell me you can't mistaref two guys, two windows that can't see each other. Right? But by mamonot, you can. What do you mean? But according to this, you're gonna be strict when it comes to death penalties. Why? Because what happens? Two guys see here, two guys see here, they don't see each other. What do we say? Two separate groups. And that's a humrah. That's a stringency when it comes to a death penalty. Why? Because now they're not considered one group. These guys become zomimim. Okay, you're going to still kill the guy because these two guys are still okay. Whereas if you would consider them all one group, once these two guys become zomimim, these two guys are knocked out also before the guy gets saved. So therefore, by saying that you don't mistaref groups that don't see each other, you're being strict on the murderer. And the Torah says ve'etzilu ta'ida, you have to try to save the guy. So therefore, lechaura, if you're doing it by dinei mamonot, you should do it by the nefashot also. It's a leniency on death to combine all the four guys now. Because now once these two guys get knocked out, these two guys automatically get knocked out also. The guy goes, the guy walks. And we want the guy to walk when it comes to a death penalty. Because you've got to do everything in your power to save him. Kamala says, you know what? That's a good question. Kamala says, Kashya. That is indeed a question. Amen.